It's Sunday on the soccer field. The Tennyson High School boys team is playing.
One, two, three, guys, let's go!
One, two, three, together!
And although it's their last game of the season, there's no stress about it.
Woo! What a shot, Brian!
Coach Omar Ramirez doesn't care about the score, just his kids.
Whatever you're going through, it just disappears, and it's just you, your friends, and the ball.
But rather than escaping thoughts of school, homework, and general teenage angst, these kids are leaving a lot more on the soccer pitch.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Every kid on this team is either a refugee, asylum seeker, or an unaccompanied minor playing under the organization Soccer Without Borders.
Hey guys, posiciones!
Axel Chamain fled Guatemala in 2016. He worries about paying rent, learning English, and graduating high school.
When I play soccer, I forgot everything.
But in this moment, he's just one of the midfielders. His teammates come from Central America, Afghanistan, and beyond. Not everyone speaks English yet, but they all know how to play soccer.
You got it, you got it.
It reminds me of my country, because I play soccer in my country, and that's why I remember to my country.
And there's no better person to mentor these kids than Coach Omar. At 14, he came from Mexico as a DACA recipient.
I feel like soccer is something that has followed me everywhere I've gone. You know, like I've lost friends, family, I left my country and left everything. But soccer has always been with me, you know, since I was little.
Lisa Hoffman with the East Bay Sanctuary Covenant says programs like these are a chance for children who had to grow up too fast to just be kids for a little bit.
They're fleeing gang violence, they're fleeing human trafficking, they're fleeing domestic violence.
Despite stressful situations, Coach Omar says these teenagers are resilient on and off the field.
They're amazing. They're awesome. They just overcome every obstacle, you know, and that's so inspiring. They're just amazing.
And for this game, they're walking away as winners too.
One, two, three, Felicia!
Dolores Hinckley for the Hearst Journalism Awards.